Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, taking your computer calls, comments, questions, and concerns. We are at full power, although I am dealing with a cold that I brought back from Orlando. Land of the mouse there. Do want to talk a little bit about Walt Disney World technology. And, man, what they've done down there is amazing. They've got a few flaws that I'll bring up. But they've got this new Star Wars land, Bob. You a big Star Wars fan?
Yes.
So Bob's a Star Wars
fan. Yes, I'm a big Star Wars fan.
So we went down there and checked out the new Star Wars exhibit. And it is definitely worth the trip. However, there's just so many people, right? And so since there's so many people on this new Star Wars land, they have this technology where you have to get a boarding pass to this Rise of the Resistance ride, which is an amazing ride and well worth seeing. But the problem is you got to get up at like 5 in the morning. Now, you're on vacation. And Disney's a hard thing as it is to do vacation. The word vacation in Disney really should – they're diametrically opposed as far as I'm concerned. There's a lot of work to do Disney. But you got to get up at like 5 in the morning, get to the park before it opens, which it opens at 7. In order to get this boarding pass, everyone in your party, so we had 7 folks that went down with us, and we all had to get up out of bed early, hop on the bus, get to this park, and then when the park opened at 7, had to be on our phones, all trying to log in and get our boarding pass so that we could actually see this ride. Otherwise, if you didn't get a low number, you weren't even guaranteed to see the exhibit that you wanted to see. And I just found that really awful. and with the amount of people that are there, trying to get a bagel at Disney is like, it's impossible. So we're all down there with no coffee, no breakfast, all cranky, trying to get on our phones. And of course, I'm a geek, yes, but I'm not doing it. I'm letting my kids do it, right? Because if I do something wrong and get a high number, I'll never hear the end of it. So they got us in, and we were able to see this great ride. But oh my goodness! And then they've got these apps, right, where they tell you if the lines are going to be so long or how many minutes they're going to be. Nothing like spending 90 minutes in a line with all, you know, million of your friends from around the world. And then the ride breaks. Do they think they tell you it breaks? No. Do you think the app tells you? Yeah, the app would tell you. You'd think. In this one case, you know, Pirates broke. And they should have told us, but it didn't. For like us, it went off and went back on, and we're standing around in these lines. It's like these technologies need to be a little more user friendly, a little more guest friendly, where the app should say, "Look, the ride's broken. Get out of line. Don't waste your time here." But as far as I'm concerned, Disney's falling apart. I mean, so many of the rides are broken, and you'd end up with lines that would go to 120 minutes because all these rides are broken. And the technology, you look in your app, and it's like 15 minutes for the wait, and then everybody in the park is going to this only ride that's working, and it goes from 15 minutes to like 200 minutes before you know it. It just felt like I was cattle is what I felt like. But of course, I brought back a cold.
You always got to bring back your souvenirs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it was a good trip. And you went away, Bob. You were gone for a few weeks, actually. You went across country, right?
Yeah, I went out to Sedona with my lovely wife.
Nice.
And my son, who's out in California, came out, and we spent the week together in Sedona.
Very nice.
We got a nice hotel. Yeah. We got to see lots of stuff. We spent in Cottonwood, Sedona. We went to Prescott. We went to Jerome. Jerome, they have the deepest mine, which I can't even describe it all.
Nice.
And
sounds like it was a relaxing vacation.
Oh, you know what? We were physically busy because we were hiking every day.
Nice.
And we were seeing all of the scenery, and it was nothing. I mean, because you're so excited about it, just gets your adrenaline pumping just seeing all this stuff. And it's amazing. I was telling my wife, I says, you know, when we retire, we could do this every day.
There it is. There it is, Bob. You got something planned.
The biggest problem I had out there was, you know, I've been waking up every morning for like probably 40 years or so.
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock.
Okay. Oh, but the time change.
Okay. I was waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's early. That's early.
Yeah, and I couldn't get back to sleep.
No. Well, we're both back and we're here live, so we're going to let's get to some of the news that's out there these days when it comes to technology news. Something here from ZDNet. Here's what will happen to your Windows 7 PC on January 15th, 2020. They're going to give you a full screen warning to Windows 7 users who are still running the OS after January 14th. The NAG screen payload is part of the December 10 patch Tuesday monthly rollup. So you're going to get a nice full-screen warning of, hey, buddy, you need to upgrade your machine because we're not going to be security patching it after the 15th. So it's a nice big warning for you. Microsoft, anxious for you to go buy a new machine, buy a new operating system, and they want to make sure you're well aware that after that date, no more updates to security. And the problem with that is our recent tensions with Iran. You may find that they already have some exploits that they're aware of with Windows 7 that are not going to be patched. I mean, that's kind of the way state terrorism works or cyber warfare works. You know where the holes are. You haven't told Microsoft, hey, guys, we know where some vulnerabilities are. And there's some concerns out there that PCs are going to be the victims of a cyber back and forth between us and Iran. And I would contend that Windows 7 not being updated is going to be a nice juicy target for those folks. I'm not trying to scare you or anything like that, but it just tends to reason that if they know Microsoft's not patching after the 15th and they're aware of holes that we're not aware of, they might exploit them.
Well, just as an FYI, every website you visit knows what operating system you're running on.
Right.
And what browser you're using.
Right.
So think about that.
It's a good point. So what else you got, Bob, in the technology world?
Okay, I got two articles that I think are pretty good, but this first one really caught my eye. I got a few articles about similar, but this is from CNET. This plant-based bacon with bacon, fried chicken, and shrimp will fool any meat eater.
Plant-based?
What they had a lot of in the at the CES this year, apparently, was plant-based food. So they had this guy, this place that makes the Impossible Burger.
Yeah.
Well, this year they came out with the Impossible Chicken.
All right.
So they've got chicken that you can't tell.
Is not chicken.
Is not chicken.
Right.
And this other company that competes with them, they've got plant-based bacon.
Yeah.
They've got plant-based fried chicken.
Nice.
And shrimp and ice cream. I mean, there's all sorts of other companies making this stuff. And they said it's as good as all the meat-based products. But
don't they just load it up with like coconut oil and stuff like that? Isn't that the biggest ingredient in some of this stuff?
No, there's a bunch of different ingredients in them, and all of them are really kind of healthy. Mm. But, you know, it may be politically incorrect, but give me my meat. Although I will be willing to try it.
Of course. So, yeah. You know. You're open-minded.
Yeah.
What else you
got? The whole idea behind this meat or not meat is they claim that it takes less resources to produce.
Huh.
And the animals produce less methane.
Gotcha.
So that's the one thing.
Although those of us that are eating the food probably produce the same amount of methane.
Well, more than likely. You know, anyway, well, you just have a bunch of broccoli and see what happens.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, then the other one, well, I've got others if we don't get calls, but...
we have calls coming in.
Android phone in Lifeline program.
Yeah,
those
I heard
are
about
the Obama.
This.
Those are the Obama phones.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly comes with malware pre-installed.
This is allegedly due to Malwarebytes, right? They've done a research on this?
Yes. Phones provided to low-income families as part of a federal program are allegedly coming with malware already installed. Not only that, the infected software reportedly can't be removed from the devices without some consequences.
Right.
A blog post from Malwarebytes Labs on Wednesday details the malware pre-installed on the UMX U686CL, a budget Android phone provided by Assurance Wireless as part of the U.S. government's Lifeline Assistance Program.
Right.
The device were two pieces of malware suspected of being of Chinese origin.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be. According to Malwarebytes Labs, both are pre-installed onto the phone. One of the malware apps found on the phones can be removed, but it requires multiple steps that could prevent future phone updates.
Right.
The other, however, hard codes itself into the settings app, meaning its removal would make the phone useless.
Jeez.
Sprint, which owns Assurance Wireless, says it doesn't believe the reported apps to be malware.
Right.
And we deny it all. We are aware of this issue and are in touch with the device manufacturer, Unimax, to understand the root cause, the company said in a statement Friday. However, after our initial testing, we do not believe the applications described in the media are malware.
Huh.
The FCC said Lifeline is a vital program that provides a subsidy for voice or broadband service, but doesn't fund hardware or apps. The security of American cell phones is critical, said an FCC spokesperson in an emailed statement. The FCC urges Lifeline providers to protect consumers from adware and malware. Oh. Malware Lab says it received reports of the malware problems back in October.
Jeez. Well, we'll see what happens. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we got that and more for you guys. Feel free to get online. Both Bob and I are here live, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Everything we talk about will be posted live over at computertalkwithtab.com. Mark from Bristol, you'll be up first, but three lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. Back. And I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up. We're big Rush fans here on Computer Talk with Tab. And Neil Peart has passed. The drummer, period. Passed recently. He lost his battle with brain cancer. And most people had no idea. I had no idea he was battling brain cancer. Died at 67. And we lost an amazing musician in Neil Peart. And, of course, we'll be playing some Rush bumpers here during the show. Let's go to your calls. You're going to go to Mark in Bristol. Morning, Mark. What's up?
Hi. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
You've already touched on my question here for today. My wife and I are still using 2 5-year-old top-of-the-line HP desktops with Windows 7 Ultimate installed.
Yeah.
And now I understand that Microsoft will be ending all support for Windows 7 this Tuesday, January 14th.
Yeah.
And I know that if I use them for any internet use after that, my machines would be more vulnerable to... you know, security risks and malware and viruses and cyber attacks, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
Now, my questions are, will my machines be totally unusable for all internet use after Tuesday?
Or
should I try and upgrade both machines to Windows 10, which I hear there's some nightmares trying to do? Or would it be just easier and more cost-effective to go out and buy a new PC with Windows 10 Pro installed?
Well, your machine can be still used. Just be aware of the potential risks that'll get greater as time goes on. All right, so keep that in mind. Could you upgrade them? 5 years old is right on the edge of where we recommend you bother upgrading. You've gotten your useful life. If you've gotten near 6 years out of a computer, you've done pretty well. And so our advice has been 4 years and under is worth upgrading. 5 years and older is not. So replacement would be what we would recommend for the next, hopefully you get another 5 or 6 years out of the next machine. So that's where we would go. We wouldn't tell you to upgrade it because of its age. The upgrades work okay. I mean, I assume it's a 64-bit ultimate version you're running?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you went out and purchased Windows 10 and did the upgrade hour or two later, right, Bob, depending on the machine, it could work. The upgrade or the software itself is about $180, $190 bucks. So if you wanted to go cheap and try to get some more life out of that machine, you could do that. But it's right on the edge of what we'd recommend worth upgrading.
Okay. It looks like I'll be visiting the HP website today and ordering a new machine.
All right, Mark.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. All right. So he's got something to do today. Let's go on to our resident groupie, Danny. Hey, Danny.
Geez, I'm almost going to be repetitive here with this last caller.
Yeah, you're going to get a new computer?
Well, does she need a new computer, my wife?
How old is it?
She's got an HP she bought in 2011. We don't do any banking or any bill paying or anything. The only thing that's on there is, you know, like she buys stuff from Amazon or we check our, our insurance, our health insurance account, the statements and stuff. But we don't have any billing or anything at all for anything online.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's an old machine. And so upgrading it doesn't make any sense. Replacement would be the way to go if you decided to do it.
Yep.
And just understand over time. The longer you wait, the more vulnerable it will be.
What vulnerability is there with only doing that? I mean, like they can go to Amazon and get our credit card number, or they can hack into our healthcare account, or...
Well, I don't know. So that's the problem, right? If I knew that,
yeah,
I'd be in a different business. I'd be a swami of some kind. I don't know what they're going to... I don't know what they're going to be exploiting, they being the bad guys, right? So this is basically Microsoft saying, we know we've got to upgrade our software, we have to patch it on a regular basis, but we're not going to do it as of the 15th.
Right, right.
So any new holes that are found or already known by state-sponsored cyber warfare folks are going to be exploited. So
yeah, they're going to jump right on it.
Right. So your machine could, yes, they could have access to your Amazon account, but I don't really think that's their goal. They might exploit a hole that has access to your machine to be used as a botnet to attack the Pentagon's computers, for all I know.
I mean,
you could think the sky's the limit as far as what they could do with these machines, depending on what vulnerability Microsoft has decided not to patch. Now, they still might come out and patch later on. Microsoft has already called blinked a little bit and said they're going to update their Defender product. So their antivirus is going to be updated as of the 15th. But who knows what they're going to do, the bad guys.
They'll get a new machine.
It's time.
Yeah.
All right, and you get a computer,
the
too.
The only reason we haven't is because there's never been anything wrong with it. There was no need to, you know.
I agree.
The good news with Windows 10 is that as long as that computer is still running, they're going to continue to update it. So until the computer actually dies, you won't have to buy another one.
So, well, that's the promise. We'll see.
Yeah, well,
there's different flavors of Windows 10.
Could it be too old to work with all the Windows 10 programs and drivers and everything?
Yeah, it's too old. Do not try to upgrade it, Danny.
Yeah, okay. Hey, how about Elon Musk?
What about him?
Oh, he's big pimping.
He's got
180 satellites in orbit. He's the king of the satellites now.
Oh, is he? I didn't know that. I was away, so I'm a little behind on the news.
Oh, yeah. He's the proud owner of more satellites and of the largest satellite constellation, including any government or anything of anybody in the world.
What could go wrong?
Nothing. He's great. He's going to save the planet.
I'm looking forward to it. That's great.
Yeah.
He's going to have internet available later this year.
Yep, that could be great. I mean, if there's a way to get discounted cost on internet that's wireless, fine with me.
All right.
All right, Danny.
Okay, guys.
Take it easy.
Or he could get a bump on the head and want $1 million.
Yeah, I don't know. Elon's done pretty well, though. So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. We are live. This is ComputerTalkWithTab.com. Computer Talk with Tab. I'm all hopped up on cold medicine, so please forgive me. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Four lines wide open for you. Everything we talked about so far is posted live over by Mike G over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. If you follow us on Facebook, and Mark Zuckerberg deems the news worthy, and lets it into your news feed, it'll get there as well. Actually, that was another thing. I was out there, and I was coming down with a cold in Disney, and I just mentioned it. And then we had a moment, we looked through, I was just going scrolling through my news feed and looking at Facebook. And what comes up instantly? But cold medicine commercial advertising. And it's just creepy. You know your phone's listening to you. I mean, I was showing my wife, I'm like, look at this. I just mentioned, I think I got a cold coming on. And instantly, I've got a cold medicine ad. I don't know. That bothers me. So everything's posted live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. Goes over to Facebook as well, if Mark Zuckerberg deems it worthy. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Hey, Bob, before we go to a break, do you have any news you want to bring up, too?
Sure. You know Lime?
Lime.
When I was in Austin a couple of weeks ago,
yeah.
Texas,
yeah.
I noticed that there were all sorts of providers of these scooters.
Okay.
So you can get an app on your phone. Lime is one of the providers.
All right.
Okay. So they do these scooters, and what you do is you bring them up on an app. You see a scooter that's there?
Yeah.
You bring it up on the app, and it gives you the authorization, you know what I mean? So you can take and run the scooter all over town.
Okay. Just using the app?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's other people that do it.
Yeah.
And I forget all the names, but the point is...
Did you guys try it?
No. I have no desire to go on a scooter. If I wanted to go on a scooter... Well, no, haven't wanted to go on a scooter since I was a kid.
All right.
But the point is these electric scooters are running all over the place. They don't have any helmets on, and they weave in and out of traffic. It's unbelievable.
Oh, gee.
But they allow it. But the point is, Lime has decided it's going to pull scooters out of a dozen cities. It's in 120 cities worldwide.
It's going to pull them?
It's going to pull it out of 12 cities. And I'm guessing they want to become profitable, and they're going to lay off.
They want to become profitable, huh?
And they're going to lay off 100 workers.
Oh no!
And they said they're grateful for the people that have worked for them and supported them, but in the areas where they're not making money, they're going to just pull their scooters until such time that they can make a profit.
That generally makes sense. All right, Bob. We're going to be at 11 o'clock. We got three lines open for you. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Feel free to get online during the news. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And Bob is Bob Shorey, one of the MCSEs at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We got two lines open for you right now, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Did you get any cool tech over the holidays? I'm just interested in what you guys picked up over the holidays. Did you get a Ring doorbell so that everybody in the planet can look to see who's coming to your door? I guess the folks at Amazon fired four employees who were kind of logging into people's Ring accounts and checking them out.
Well, I saw an article where Microsoft employees got fired for, I think they got fired for, I didn't print the article, for watching videos on Skype, intercepting Skype videos.
Yep.
So
these cloudy guys, you know, it's all safe and secure on their cloud as long as they can keep looking at it.
I've noticed that the new laptops are all putting little doors on the cameras now so you can close them off.
Yep. Yeah, in the old days we used tape, right?
Yeah, we used tape.
Because who knows who's looking. Let's go to Rich in Glastonbury first. Good morning, Rich.
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I really enjoy your show.
Thanks.
I got a Windows 7 question.
Yeah.
I think I know the answer to it, but I'm kind of shooting here in the dark. I have a Dell Inspiron computer with the Intel Core i5.
Mm-hmm. And, nice.
It's about 5 years old, but I don't really use it as a laptop. It sits on top of the desk, so it doesn't get the abuse a regular laptop would get.
Okay.
I read, and I could have read this incorrectly, that if someone has Office Professional, I know that's separate from the operating system.
Yep.
But I have the key code to download Office Professional. And the way I read the article, I thought it said that it would continue Microsoft would continue updates to the Windows 7 if there's an Office professional on the system.
Okay. I never heard that before.
They'll update the Office, but they won't update the OS.
Right.
Okay.
So if it's a current version of Office, 2016 Office, 2019, that probably will get updates, but not the operating system. They're not going to do you any favors. Now, you can buy an extension. Businesses can buy an extension. $25 or $30 where you can buy an extension to support Windows 7 further if you wish. But I wouldn't bother doing that.
You mean the Office to extend it?
No, the operating system. Believe it or not, Microsoft will sell you a way to extend your support. You'll be able to do it for X number of years. I don't have it off the top of my head. You can buy it, I think, for the next 4 or 5 years. It's $25 or $30 the first year. It's probably $50 the second year, $100 the third year. It goes up exponentially. And generally, it's made available to businesses that are stuck because there's a lot of applications that work with, let's say, clinical machines like ophthalmology machines or even manufacturing machines, other they're multi-access milling machines where you're running Windows 7-based systems and you just can't bring yourself to spend $100,000 to upgrade this machine just because Microsoft has deemed Windows 7 obsolete.
How would somebody get the information on that?
I can put a link up there as far as how extending support for Windows 7 on our computertalkwithtab.com.
Yeah, because I use my computer for both business and personal. And that could be an alternative to upgrading to a Windows 10.
Yeah, it could be.
So that would include security patches also, and
yeah.
Windows 7 could continue being used?
Yep. It'll depend on the operating system. The article will probably have enough information to describe it for you.
Yeah, because I have Home Edition on this computer.
I'm not going to hold your breath on Home. I don't think it's going to support Home.
Okay. And the other question I have is, with the Windows 10, which version do you recommend? They have several different versions available.
Well, there's the versions that are out there are very confusing, right? So I think there's 1903. There's all sorts of different flavors of Windows 10 out there. But you're talking about Pro or Home. Is that the version you're talking about or the numbered versions?
I don't know. I was leaning more toward the Pro.
Okay, yeah. The Pro is a good business-grade operating system designed for more security. It'll work with a domain. So if you use your machine for business, I would definitely consider Pro.
Okay. And otherwise, one of the other Windows 10 would work fine?
Yeah, Windows 10 Home would work fine.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you. Been,
yeah.
As always, very helpful.
I'll put a link up there for you, Rich, on the article I was talking about.
Okay, thanks.
You
have
got
a good
it, sir.
Day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to Zig in Wilmington, North Carolina. Morning, Zig. What's up?
Hey, a lot of Windows 10 questions, and my wake-up was when I tried to put on TurboTax for last year for the taxes, and you get all sorts of warning screens on there.
Mm-hmm.
So my specific question is, I'm going to go ahead and do an upgrade to the Windows 10 Home. What do you suggest in the way of doing backup files? I understand that they're supposed to be my files, personal files, still should be available, but I needed a backup, what do you suggest along that line?
Which tool would I use? Is that what you're asking?
No, whether I should bother to backup or not.
Yes.
How successful is upgrading and losing some files? And
well, always assume the worst. So in my business, we assume Murphy will strike. If you know Murphy at all.
Yeah.
He's going to strike. So always back up your stuff before you do anything major like an operating system upgrade. So you can use Acronis. You can use To-Do Backup, which is another backup technology out there that I use all the time. It's very inexpensive software, and at least you have a way to restore should things go poorly. And if things do go poorly, right, Bob? I mean, when you do an upgrade from Windows 7 to Windows 10, of which we've done literally thousands this year, for our client base, it can go poorly sometimes.
Oh, man.
Okay, I got the message on that. One other question is, a lot of these Excel and Word and some of these are going to subscription-only programs. Is that correct? Or,
no.
Is there a way to get around that or not?
There is a way to get around that. You can buy the full version of Office 2019. You do not need to buy the subscription that you can choose. You just got to go find it, right? So if you go and just buy the $300 Office Home and Business 2019, it'll run for the next 6-7 years, right? It's Word, Excel. You don't need to upgrade it all the time. Versus renting it for X number of dollars per machine per month.
Okay, great. And that's, of course, good for Windows 10.
Yep, it'll work fine under Windows 10 and, believe it or not, Windows 7 as well.
Okay.
Maybe it won't work under Windows 7, Bob. 2019, does that work under Windows 7?
I don't know. I think it will.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it will work, but... You know, why would you want to waste the money?
Because
once you put it on, if it's the consumer edition, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when I upgrade to Windows 10, will I have access to my other existing Excel files, or do I need to go out and buy this full Office upgrade at this time?
When you upgrade the software, it should keep all your software, where if the upgrade goes smoothly... to Windows 10, you should be able to operate your Office suite as it looked before, correct, Bob? You've done numerous of these.
Yeah, generally, if you do an upgrade, and let's assume that the upgrade goes flawlessly.
Right.
Okay. Which happens once in a while.
Yeah.
But if it goes flawlessly, your computer will look pretty much the same except for the taskbar.
Right.
So all your programs should work the same. Everything should be worked the same. Your permissions pretty much will be the same. So, you know, when it works, it works well.
Yeah. How old's the machine, Zig?
Just a couple of years, and it's one of these Lenovos that has that full system backup on like a partitioned Q drive or something to that.
Yeah, but that's Windows 7.
So that becomes useless after this upgrade. Then.
It does.
Yeah, but I looked at the what they call for the specifications of this thing, and it seemed to have three times more. Maybe I got the same speed, but I got three times more of the RAM or multiple times more of the hard drive supply. So I thought it'd be okay with the upgrade.
Yeah, probably.
Now, Eric, correct me if I'm wrong, but this machine is 2 years old. It's probably worth doing the upgrade, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, you may be able to get an updated version of the Restore to Windows 10 from Lenovo.
Oh, you have to check on that from their website. If that exists, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Because it's so young, Bob's thinking there might be a way to do that.
Yeah, they may still have an update for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, great. You guys are good. I followed you up there years ago, and now I follow you down here on an as-need basis, and certainly this was an as-need basis today.
Well, good luck, sir.
Okay, thank you
very
much.
You got it.
Good job.
Yep, thank you. All right, we're going to take a quick break, get back to more of your calls. Richard, Dan, and Chris, hang on. One line open for you. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. All the lines are all jammed up, and let's get right to your calls. Nice of you guys to join us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go to Dan in Windsor next. Hey, Dan.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I enjoy your show. Unfortunately, I don't get to listen to it as much as I'd like to. My question is, first of all, I've got a real old computer that I bought from a friend of a friend. It's a refurbished 7 Pro.
Okay.
And I really don't need it for, I don't do it, use online banking. The only thing I need to do is once in a while buy airline tickets or rarely an online purchase.
Okay.
To back up a bit, though, I thought it was just my computer because it's so old. Sites like Kayak would take forever and ever to, you know, come online, the spinning wheel.
Yeah.
And I switched to Chrome.
Yeah, much better, right?
Yeah. It's like night and day.
Yeah.
So that leads to my real question. Because I really just need it for the email, stuff like that. And why can't I just, could I just get a Chrome instead?
A Chromebook?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Okay.
If that's all you're using it for, and you're not using it for any other kind of programming or editing of pictures or doing anything else.
Right.
If it's just browser-based stuff, yes, you could just use a Chromebook.
Oh, okay. And I'd still be able to, with a Chrome machine, I'd still be able to hook it to a printer, something like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how about security? What would I need for security with Chrome?
Well, you'd get maybe a webroot or an ESET antivirus for the browser.
ESET, okay. And and one other question is that I've also have Frontier, which I had some results with them lately. I wasn't really happy.
Mm-hmm.
So I have an sbcglobal.net email address.
Wow.
Yeah, right. So if I switched it to another, you know, my code and then whatever I switched to.
Yeah.
So what happens to all the sites that send me message and stuff on my sbcglobal.net?
Well, you'll have to tell sbcglobal.net, that mailbox, to forward it to your new mailbox.
Oh, okay.
Eventually that forwarding will die, right? Eventually sbcglobal.net will go away.
Okay.
But that's all you really have to do. It'll forward it to your new mailbox.
Okay. And as far as switching from Frontier, living in Windsor, I don't have that availability of the stuff you're talking about in West Hartford.
Yeah.
So what would I just have to go with whatever I got here, Comcast or something?
Yeah. Is it just you, Dan, or how many people
are? Yeah, just me.
Yeah, so 25 megabit cable internet is all you need, really.
Okay.
And they're probably not even going to offer it that slow. Even if they give it to you for, you know, 50 megabit, that'll be plenty for you.
Yeah. Okay.
And you can do your streaming if you want to do that. So no TV is necessary. Just 25 to 50 megabit of cable, and you'll be a happy man.
Okay. And that 25 meg would I'd be able to use something like Netflix?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Hey. Well. Great. I really appreciate your help.
Sure.
And like I said, enjoy your show.
All right, Dan. All right, talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to go on to Chris in Watertown. What's up, Chris?
Yes.
What can I do for you, sir? Yeah.
Kind of a two-part question. I have a roughly three-year-old Lenovo ThinkPad.
Yeah.
That had a hardware issue.
Okay.
So I brought it down to my local computer guy. And it was the on-off button.
Sure.
Which he tells me is integral in the motherboard.
Oh, boy.
So he soldered it and replaced it and made no guarantees on how long it would last, of course.
Right.
Subsequently, I went out. I got a Samsung external hard drive. I packed up the computer to the Samsung, and the on-off switch is no longer working.
Oh, boy.
It's an i7 with a solid-state hard drive.
Oh, nice machine.
Is it worth resurrecting?
How old is it?
My first question. Little under 3 years.
Oh, gee, a little under 3 years. That's too bad that it died so quickly.
Yeah.
I would say it's worth it. Yeah, it's an i7 solid-state drive. How much RAM?
8 megs of RAM. Eight gigs.
Of RAM. Yeah.
Yeah.
Since that's a ThinkPad,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, you said it's just under 3 years old or just over three?
Yeah, just under.
Okay. It may be a model that has a three-year warranty.
Did you check that, Pete? Did you go to the Lenovo site to see if it was still under warranty?
Ooh.
Your guy should have done that for you, by the way. But if he didn't and just soldered the thing on there, he might have voided your warranty if there was one.
That's true, too. Yeah.
Yeah, but check the warranty status. So go to Lenovo's site, put in your serial number, and see if it's still under warranty. Because either laptops come with a one-year warranty or they can come with extended warranties, depending on what you bought.
Lenovo has an app that you can open up. It's a Lenovo app, and it'll actually tell you if it's still under warranty. So you don't even have to go out to the website. You can just open up the app.
Yeah, so check that.
Because actually, I've since purchased a second Lenovo laptop.
Okay.
And my question now is, what's the best way to reinstall what I packed up onto the Samsung external hard drive onto the new laptop?
Well, you can't copy it. You got to reload the applications. So having the data is great off on the external hard drive, but you got to go ahead and download or find the disks or whatever you're going to do for software to reload on the new computer. You just can't copy it back over. Not applications. You can do data all day long, but not applications.
Even though it has all the same applications.
Uh-huh. Unless you want to do something called an image. If you have an image of the machine and the machine is a similar make and model, you could re-image it to look like it did. If it's the exact same make and model, that could work pretty well. But I doubt you did an image.
Actually, I have I pay for the Office 365.
Okay, then that should be an easy download.
So I should be able to
log into your account.
That,
yeah. Yeah.
And then just drag stuff over?
That should work, yeah. You should be able to log into your account online and get the software back on the machine through that for Office 365. That shouldn't be a big deal.
Okay.
Any other applications that you're talking about?
Off the top of my head, I don't believe
so. Yeah. So just log in.
Adobe Acrobat,
just the reader or the full software?
No, the full software.
So that, again, if you downloaded it, you would have to have the key.
If it's within the last 5 years, you got an account, an Adobe account.
Right.
So you can always log in and reinstall it.
Yes.
So that should be no big deal.
Okay. So I install those, and I can just drag and drop everything else.
Your data, yep. Any of your Word documents, your Excel documents, your PDFs, yep. Just copy that back over. I'm surprised you went with another Lenovo, considering the trouble you had with the first one.
I thought about that after the fact.
All right, Chris.
All right. Hey, thanks for your time.
You're welcome, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, I tend to not be so forgiving. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. So three lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Feel free to get online during the news. Everything we've talked about has been posted by Mike G. Live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you follow us on Facebook, book, and Mark Zuckerberg deems the newsworthy, it might get into your newsfeed. Also, if you just say you're got a cold, that'll get in your newsfeed too. Or broccoli, now it's in my newsfeed as well. I mean, it's crazy. Everything can get in your newsfeed. All you got to do is say it. Your phone is listening. So feel free to get online during the news and check out all the links we have out there for you so you don't have to figure them out yourself. We'll be right back.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.